Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Anne. Woo, that was loud.
We're loud. We're loud this evening.
I sound real loud.
Do you?
A little bit.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's just my
I'm looking at our levels and we look pretty even.
Okay.
I worked all week, as you know, in the office.
Cry me a river.
Oh, my God. I think because I always work from home.
Yeah.
And I'm very spoiled to be able to do that.
It sucks when you actually have to get in your car and go somewhere, doesn't it?
It really, really does. I had to get dressed. I had to actually function, see people, be there on time, take a lunch break, go back. I really hated it. And so finally, tonight, at the end of my shift, Dan says, your sentence is up. That's what it felt like. My Woo-hoo. Sentence is up.
Not to mention you have to get up, you have to put makeup on,
don't
you
like
have to
that.
Look decent.
Yeah, I had to take a shower every morning.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst part of it.
It was so bad. I'm such a baby.
I know. Troy and I are walking around going, do I smell? Do I smell? I think it's time to take a shower.
So while I was at work, I just kept scrolling through my phone and lots of just stuff this week, just popping constantly. Up. So now I'm looking at my notes like, oh, that happened? God, that was a long time ago. What about this drama with Bronwyn?
You know what? I wrote that down too, mm-hmm. because I was scrolling. I did a deep dive on her Instagram and I was trying to figure out what's going on because people are talking that either her and her husband split up or there's some sort of turmoil going on, mm-hmm. and she posted on Instagram, somebody said something, commented about how beautiful she looked, and she said, it's just makeup, my life is a shit show right now. So I don't know what's going on. Then her daughter posted that fuck you mom post on Instagram. So there's all kinds of weird speculation that she's maybe sexually fluid, that she may be...
You mean the daughter or Bronwyn?
No, Bronwyn.
Oh, okay.
That might be an issue with her marriage. And so I don't know what's going on, but her life's a shit show apparently.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing that her daughter wrote, was that after she put out there that we're going to take some time off social media because we have something going on in the house with one of the children?
Yeah.
And then she said, fuck you, mom.
Did she say that? That she had something going on with the children?
Oh, maybe not. She was very vague. So. Like, we're dealing with something.
Yeah.
And then... apparently, there was some cryptic message about co-parenting and divorce.
Well, she was on a Zoom meeting that was about co-parenting, and it was with a therapist or something who specializes in divorce.
Oh.
So she was a guest on that Zoom meeting.
Okay, why would you be in that meeting? That doesn't make sense unless you're going through something.
No, and when I scroll back into her Instagram, the last time she posted a picture with her husband was like at the end of August.
Ooh.
So
that's interesting.
She's out a lot with a couple of women.
She's also was in, I think, Salt Lake City with one of those housewives with, who was the other one? The Dallas housewife. Carrie, I think, was there. Carrie Britt.
Carrie Britt, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she keeps saying, you know.
Brittingham. Carrie Brittingham.
Yes.
We keep saying because her Instagram is Carrie Britt.
Yeah, but no, she keeps saying, you know, strong women, women power and all this stuff, which is kind of on brand for her anyway.
Well, then did you see that Vicky put out there kind of like a neener, neener, neener? Yeah.
What'd
she
put?
Was something to the effect when somebody wrote something about could Bronwyn's marriage be broken up. She said, man, it only took you one season to have your marriage break up.
Oh, shut up, Vicky.
She needs to just shut up.
Yeah, go away. Go to, you know, Puerto Vallarta and live
your business.
Life.
Why are you following these people that you seem to hate?
She's a little jelly.
Yes, she is. So what about the Kyle thing with the mother's ring and all that? Were you following that saga?
God, that was crazy with the... fortune teller. Was it a fortune teller?
Yeah, but it wasn't. So the whole story was that Diane Keaton put on her Instagram a picture of these ladies' hands that had these black fingernails.
Yeah.
It was really long. And Diane Keaton said, oh, this was a fortune teller in Santa Monica. Kyle Richards saw it and said, oh my God, one of those rings is my mother's ring that was stolen out of my house.
Was it really?
No. Some young girl came on TikTok and said, those are my grandmother's hands. She's always had those fingernails. She's not a fortune teller.
Okay, I saw that TikTok, but yeah. I was like, what is happening? Like, what is real and what is not?
Well, and then one of the entertainment channels went and interviewed this lady. She's like in her 70s. She goes, no, I've always had these nails. And look, here's a picture of me wearing that ring. It was her mother's ring, and she's always worn it.
So it just happened to be
the same,
or yeah, the same ring.
Listen, Kyle wasn't like, you know, sticking the dogs on anybody trying to get the ring back. But, you know, apparently, remember, her house was broken into.
Yeah.
Something kind of stupid also is the Masked Singer, which I refuse to watch because it's so dumb. Did you see the Mickey Rourke
thing? Oh my God. Yes, I did. Apparently he got very warm in his costume, but oh my God, when he took off the mask, I was like, who the fuck is that?
I couldn't figure out who it was.
He looked like
unrecognizable.
I don't know what.
Although, if you go back in his pictures, so then I deep dived into him, he's looked like that for a while, and I remember now he had so much work done a long time ago. Nowadays, the work is so much better.
Yeah, but now he looks like Mama Elsa, maybe?
His lips are huge. Do you remember how freaking hot he was?
Oh, well, they did a side-by-side. Did you see the side-by-side? No. From when he was in...
I know the movie with Kim Basinger.
Was it Body Heat?
Could have been Body Heat. It was the one with Kim Basinger.
It was so then sexy. And now. And he looks so feminine now.
He's very puffy.
Very, well, yeah. His eyes are very close together because of all the filler.
Yes.
His lips are very large. He looks very feminine.
It was weird.
He's wacky.
I didn't hear him sing.
Well, they said he was horrible. Like, he wasn't really singing and he wasn't really dancing, but he took it off because he said it was too hot.
Yeah. He was like, I'm done. I'm too hot.
Yeah.
But then the stupid judges are like, oh my God, it's Oscar award winner Mickey Rourke. It's like, thanks for telling us, because we would not have known who that was.
I don't know that I would have. I seriously.
You know who I thought it was? The other guy who had a lot of work done and got really fat, who played in The Doors.
Oh. He was also in
Top Gun.
Tombstone.
Yeah. But remember, he got really fat and kind of weird looking for a while.
He got really weird.
It's really bugging me that I can't remember his name. I loved him.
What the hell's his name?
I'm going to have to look it up because people are going to be yelling at
us.
Yeah,
he was really good looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. It's right there.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Stop yelling at us, people. Stop yelling. Val Kilmer.
Got it. Yep.
Came to me. I didn't even look it up.
Yeah.
Started to. Didn't get there. Okay. Those were a few of those things that I had written down.
Yeah. There's a couple of whispers that I've been hearing today about Erica Jane being demoted to friend of. Have you heard that too?
Yes. And that Tom Girardi has another lawsuit. I don't care.
Yeah. Who cares?
Sue Tom Girardi. Who the fuck cares anymore?
I don't care.
The other one, Larissa from 90 Day Fiancé. She has been fired.
Well, yeah. She is fired. Now is she getting deported? I hope she gets deported.
Don't know yet.
Case pending.
And then, you know, we never talked about this. Did you finish watching, what was the show you told me about? Love something on Netflix.
Love Fraud.
Did you finish?
Yeah, I think there's one more episode.
No, it's done.
Well, I saw the last one. Okay, maybe there's one more where he gets caught.
Yeah. And they do an interview with him in jail.
Oh, he's fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
That was the best episode.
Oh, my God. It was.
Was that the final episode?
That was for sure the final, because
he tells. Well, he gets out. Total denial.
He gets out and then he's off. They see him in a pool with another lady again. What is the draw of this guy?
He's not attractive.
No, he's not.
He has a lot of tics.
Oh, just a few thousand.
When he's being interviewed in prison, you can tell he's lying because every time he says something, he twitches.
The interviewer, she was funny because she was trying to be nice, because the nicer you are to these crazy people, you feel like they're going to open up to you and act a little crazier.
He almost looks like he had a stroke because one side of his face doesn't move and the other side.
And the way he just stares.
He's very creepy.
Oh, he is weird.
What the hell is wrong with these women?
He's still out there.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Moving and shaking. Okay. We talked about watching this. I watched it first. My Octopus Teacher.
Yeah.
And you said, should I watch it? And I didn't know what to tell you. It was like, it's such an interesting documentary. And you said, all right, never mind, I won't. And then I told my son to watch it and he watched it. We talked about it for like 20 minutes. And I said, should I tell Gina to watch it? He goes, definitely.
So not a documentary I would normally watch.
No.
It kind of put me in a very zen state.
The guy's voice is so mesmerizing.
Oh my God.
He almost whisper talks. And I found myself like, what is he? What? What? What
are you gonna say next? So it's kind of weird. He's going through like a weird period in his life. And so he starts free diving into this kelp forest and comes upon an octopus. who he strangely befriends.
See, explaining this, you sound crazy, but I know exactly what you're talking about, and that is what happens. And when I heard Andy Cohen try to explain it, he said the exact same thing. And his sidekick, John, was like, what?
It's very...
he befriends an octopus?
It's pretty...
it's beautiful.
Crazy, though. It's beautiful. It was in Australia, right? Australia or New Zealand?
No. I thought it was South Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa.
A few of the people who commented on our Instagram post of it, they were like, oh my God, I loved it. I loved it. And some of the people were saying, should I watch it? And I was like, I think so. I mean, I feel like if you watch it, you'll get it. It's very cool. It's so different.
It's like watching a documentary about sea life. I don't know.
There's a little more to it. There's a little more to it. What I found is I left with more questions. And one of our listeners was saying, because I said, there's so much that happens, like a big story that happens during his diving, and he catches it all. Is he down there diving all day?
Well, he went every day.
Yes.
For a whole year.
Gina, how do you get all this footage? You have to either leave cameras.
He had to leave it.
But one of our listeners said she read, because then she had to find out more.
Yeah.
That once he realized this was going to be something, a documentary, then he had people going with him that befriended the octopus also, a photographer. So he had other people because he had to have. In a lot of the footage.
Yeah, he had to have. Yeah. And it took him a couple years to make this movie.
I think so.
But so much I learned about octopus.
So much.
I didn't realize that they morph themselves into different colors and textures. And I thought it was crazy how they turn themselves inside out with all the shells to kind of camouflage them. It was pretty interesting.
And they're like as smart as dogs and cats.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I know. So anyway,
I
think it's worth the watch. It's what? An hour 20? It's not that long.
It was worth the watch.
But that was a good one. Today started Emily in Paris.
You haven't watched it. Or did you watch it while you were at work?
Oh my God, I was at work and I put it on my phone. Dan kept coming and going, what are you doing? I said, I'm here. Leave me alone.
I'm sitting in this desk. Leave me alone.
I'm at the office. I watched the first episode.
How was it?
Well, listen, I don't know if people think it's stupid. It's my kind of freaking show.
It's a cheesy, romantic.
Yes, it's from the creator of Sex and the City, Darren Star.
Oh, okay.
And he also did the show Younger that I loved.
Right.
It's very pretty. I mean, it's in freaking Paris. This girl is super light and lovely and cute. And I mean, I've only seen one episode, but I'm totally interested in, and I'm super excited. It's probably going to be one of those that they roll out three episodes and then I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
So
it's on my list.
Yeah.
I watched Murder Next Door. Shanann Watts.
Now that's a documentary, right?
That's a documentary with Chris Watts and Shanann Watts, and he ended up killing his wife and two little girls Colorado.
I don't know. I mean, sadly that story, I've heard that story before, but I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty recent. It was last year, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting because they follow him. It's all the police footage. It's the interviews. It's the polygraph test. It's pretty interesting, but it's kind of tough to watch too.
Okay. How many episodes? Is it just one and done?
It's one and done.
All right.
One and done. And then I watched today Boys in the Band, which I was telling you about earlier, which was really good. It's a Ryan Murphy movie.
I love Ryan Murphy.
1968, just right up my alley.
It's a one and done also?
It's a one and done.
What about Ratchet?
You know what? So many people are talking about Ratchet, but they said it's like real Alfred Hitchcocky.
It looks that way. I watched the long version of the preview and it went on for like, I felt like this preview went on for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so I watched a lot of it. I don't know if I'm in the mood. Every time I put on new shows, I'm like, not in the mood.
Yeah, you know.
Ryan Murphy though.
Ratchet?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was Ryan Murphy.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Well, I like what he does, but I'm not sure I'm into Alfred Hitchcocky movies or series.
We'll see if I run through all the rest.
And I also started tonight Travels with My Father.
How do you like it?
I'm going to love it.
Oh,
I watched the first episode. And
the first episode is good. And then last night I was telling you about it. I came across this. I literally was laughing out loud starting with the second episode. Well, starting with the end of the first episode, going into the second. when they get the doll.
Well, yeah, I saw the coming attractions were the doll, and I'm like, what the fuck is with the doll?
So I kept watching, because they're only like a half hour. This is a British comedian and his real life father, and they just started going on these trips together. It is so funny. I mean, it's a little fake too. He talks to the camera a lot, and it's put on, but I just think it's real easy.
Then I have one more episode of The Vow. Are you into
that? I'm caught up.
I think there's six episodes.
There's five that are out.
Yeah.
So the sixth one will be this next week.
It's getting crazy.
So good.
Really good.
Mm.
I know. So much good stuff out there.
Yeah. We have a lot going on in the outside world of our other shows.
I know. Well, it's a good thing because Bravo's been kind of slow.
Slow this week. Let's talk about Love Island. It ended.
I know.
Are you a little depressed?
I'm very depressed because I look forward to it almost every night it was on. And I'm like, oh, great. I can watch it. I don't have to think about it. I can just enjoy the show. And it was so good. But I'm dying to know if Sally
and Johnny.
And Johnny are together, because so much shit has been talked about Johnny that I want to know.
But I went on a lot of their Instagrams today because I was thinking the same thing. Like, okay, where are the pictures together? Are people traveling together? What's going on? Are they doing interviews? It's so interesting. Not only is Love Island current time, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because these people go in, they were only in there for a month, right? It was only a month they were there.
It was a month, yeah.
We're watching it happen pretty much live. I mean, we may be a day behind the real time, maybe 2 days behind, but that's it. So when it ends, it ends. And it was a live ending. When they leave their little bubble, they have no idea what the hell's going on outside. They have no idea that some of us love certain characters, some of us don't like certain characters, certain people, or the drama that's been talked about. And it's so different now, because when you used to go off of a reality show before Corona, you would go on all the TV shows, you would do all these interviews, you'd do all this stuff. They're not doing anything. Now, I did listen to that one podcast who's had a few of the kickoffs mm-hmm. on their show. It's okay. I mean, there are two of the girls that were on Love Island the first season. So they interview some of the people that have been kicked off. I mean, it's just all right. The interviews are just okay. Yeah. Half of these people, I'm like, who was that again? I had to look them up.
Yeah.
Because there was too many people. Enough, yeah. Right. But I looked on Moira. I looked on all of them. None of them have any current pictures. It's all the last day. Now, that was only, two, 3 days ago?
Yeah, they probably stay in Vegas for a few days mm-hmm. to kind of, but they're all been quarantined.
I did see that Justine did post something. There was a picture of her and Jalen, or Caleb. Who's Jalen?
Jalen was from Temptation Island? You're right.
Because they were calling him, were they calling them that?
Yeah,
they
were blending the two names together, yeah.
So she was posting like, oh my God, thank you so much for the love and support. Because all of their phones were handled by somebody else the whole time they were in there. So now they're just getting their phones back. So they're probably going crazy and trying to figure out what they're going to be doing now. But we saw that Connor and Mackenzie are together in Santa Monica. They're posting a bunch of stuff. But did you hear about the controversy that's out that Justine and Caleb actually had a lot more one-on-one time? They were in the fantasy suite together a few times. I'm calling it fantasy suite. It wasn't called that. Whatever that private room was.
Yeah.
They had that a few times, but they never showed anything. And apparently people are saying that the network did not want them to win. They wanted Sally and Johnny to win.
Really?
So they were trying to skew us to think that maybe Justine and Caleb didn't have that deep of a relationship. They said they didn't show a lot of them. And I thought, I actually have an opposite opinion. I think they had the most mature relationship. And I saw a lot of them. I really loved that relationship.
Yeah, me too, because it was deep and it wasn't superficial. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I love Caleb. I think he's, and both of them.
Yes.
Justine and Caleb. I think they're just really good people.
When the parents came on and.
Yeah.
God, that was amazing. And she was so worried the whole time, like, oh my God, am I doing anything to embarrass my parents? And the mom was like, no, you're great. Stop it.
Well, you know, it was really telling at the very end when Caleb opened his envelope, right? Justine opened hers and it was zero. Caleb opened his and it was $100,000. And he kind of said, what should I do, guys? What should I do? Johnny said, keep it.
He did?
You didn't catch that?
No.
And then he goes, no, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. He was not freaking joking.
No, he wasn't.
He would have kept it.
I think he would have kept it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And of course he split it with Justine.
Of course he did.
But hopefully they'll go on a nice vacation somewhere and
they'll do some kind of press, but
they're on like opposite ends.
But they're also older. Like she's 25 or something, right?
Yeah, they can, you know, adjust.
By the way, they'll all move to LA.
Oh God. They're gonna be like the Bachelor, Bachelorette. They'll all be social
Temptation Island people that what are they doing? Temptation Island.
Well, yeah, what are they doing now?
Don't know. They're all, they all hope to and want to go on the challenge. That's what they all talk about when they come off these shows. When they say, what are you going to do now? They're like, oh, I hope to be on another reality show that's a little more sporty like the challenge.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go on the challenge.
Why?
I think because it's another reality show. Because what else are you doing? You don't go on another dating show.
Well, that's
true. So where's there to go?
I haven't seen the challenge.
I saw it early on. But now they have all these people from all the other shows that come on the challenge.
Hmm.
Remember, that's what Morgan and Evan wanted to do.
Yeah, well,
also.
Yeah.
I'm sure they both still would if they could.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they would.
Should we talk Potomac from last week?
Ooh, yeah, let's talk about
it. Seems so long ago.
It does seem so long. Well, it was. It was almost a full week ago.
Almost.
Sunday.
Yo.
God, I had to, and I'm sure you did too, I friggin' rewound and rewound and rewound to try to figure out what exactly had happened.
What do you think happened?
Well, when I rewound it again today, I kind of slow played it, and of course, Candace was provoking Monique, but there's a difference between just provoking when Candace started flipping, or I'm sorry, when Monique started flipping Candace's hair, that's when she crossed the line.
And yeah, then because Candace, you can provoke with words.
You can
provoke. It's annoying, well, but you're just using your words. You're not touching somebody. You're not touching the person.
Yeah, when you start putting hands on someone, now Candace would have pissed me off too because she would not stop.
No, she was very annoying and she definitely provoked. But Monique was all ready for a fight no matter what.
She was ready for a fight. And the minute she started flipping her hair and then Candace threw her wine in her face, then it was all over.
What about the breaking of the glass? That was just a like dropping
the
glass.
I think that was just a hit
think?
The table.
Yeah, she didn't hit it to attack her, or I don't think she tried to throw the wine glass at her. But guess what? If somebody was pulling my hair that hard and I had a wine glass, I mean, you're trying to stop the person. You wave your hand. And if you happen to have a glass of wine in your hand,
of course
that's going to be hit.
It. But what was scary for me was that Monique was just in a zone. Like she was spaced out. She had a death grip on that wig.
She wouldn't let go.
She would not.
They were yelling, let go. She wouldn't
She was
let
like
go.
Blacked out. She didn't know what the hell was happening. She would not let go.
But how creepy was it after she let go finally? And they brought her down, that one producer guy who's been in a lot now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a young guy, brings her down the stairs. He's talking to her and he's kind of making her stay there. She was as calm as can be.
That was creepy.
That was creepy to me. Yeah. Wouldn't you be so freaking flustered?
I think she was in shock a little bit. But then for her to want to leave the room and go after Candace again, okay, now you're really crazy.
It was nuts. And then she did get out and she started running after her.
Yeah, she would have beat the shit out of Candace.
Oh my God.
I don't understand how you're not completely off the show. And I'm interested to see what happens because apparently,
I think she could be. I've heard that she's possibly off the show.
I mean, she's a liability at this point, right?
So in the previews, they show that the other ladies don't want to film with her because now they're like, we're afraid of you.
And that's a death sentence right there, because if nobody wants to film with you, then you're out.
So when people are like, whose side are you on? I mean, for this, how can you not be on Candace's side? You don't have to like Candace, but this was so wrong of Monique. She's the one who touched her first, who grabbed her hair. You know, the wine thing, that's like just a reactionary thing. When somebody's pulling at you, I can't even imagine what I would do. I would definitely be flailing my arms and whatever would be in there. Normally, I would have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Probably two. I probably would have been double fisted and I would have absolutely
thrown
the wine or the glass or whatever. That's secondary.
Well, there were like six production people there and nobody could pry her hands off of Candace.
Was that a weave or a wig? Because a wig didn't come off.
No, I think it was a wig because she said afterward, is my wig straight?
It was really messed up. But why didn't the wig come off?
I don't know.
You tie the wig on?
I don't know.
We're not wig wearers, so we do not know. But it was still on her head. It was just
it was like a mess.
Rat nest.
And I did feel kind of bad for Candace because she clearly was so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
And even when she got in the car, I felt for her when she called Chris and she told Chris what went on and she was crying. I mean, she was shaken up. That's how I thought Monique would be. Monique was calm, cool. Mm-hmm. Called her husband, Chris, and said, hey, I got in a fight. Chris is like, you're fucking embarrassing me.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I would not be surprised if she doesn't come back.
You know, everybody's so shocked about this fight. But there's been fights like this going on forever.
Atlanta,
on
there have been some
shows.
Pretty bad fight. Well, look at, was it Margaret Josephs
and
Danielle? And
Danielle, same
the hair
thing.
And the wine throw.
Yeah. So how is that different? It's not. There's really no difference. It's just that this was more intense and that she ran after her. Well, Teresa did it years ago where she pulled Danielle's hair, remember?
Yeah, she flipped a friggin' table and she pulled her hair at the posh fashion show.
Or actually, I think that was, what's her name? The sister-in-law.
Oh, Loretta.
Yeah, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline's
daughter pulled the hair or something.
No, but Teresa did too.
But Teresa did too.
As she was walking out of a posh fashion show, she grabbed her
So, I mean, this hair. Is nothing new. I think because this was so intense,
she
it was just a lot.
Go.
She wouldn't get, and all the producers on her. We haven't seen that before with like, what, four or five?
A lot. Yeah,
cameramen,
a lot.
Producers.
And nobody could get her off of Candace.
And then running after again? To be so angry at somebody like that? You know, Candace was drunk. I'll even give her that. She even, you know, she's like, I had too much to drink. So I was a little sassy. She would have been sassy anyway.
She would have been sassy anyway, but come on, Monique. I mean,
I'm pretty sure Wendy is rethinking this whole thing.
Well, how is she going to go on CNN or whatever when she's been involved with, you know, hanging with these women? I mean, seriously.
Man, let's move over to the rest of it because that's just not all that happened, which is amazing with this show. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Giselle and the opening of this restaurant, this Arizona's, which is a steak and seafood restaurant.
It's a chain. Yeah. I can't stand Jamal.
He's talking about this generational wealth thing. Like, okay, we're going to pass this down to you girls so that you can have your own wealth and build your own empire under me.
Or we'll just put it in your name so
we can avoid some tax shit. Giselle invites her father to come along. Now, has Giselle's mother passed away? I know that they had split up. Oh, no, Giselle's mom.
No, Giselle's mom.
That's right. They're really close. Where's she been? Remember, she used to be on a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe she hates Jamal. Mm. So the father hates Jamal so much that at their wedding, he didn't even go.
Now,
he wouldn't even give her away.
Say?
Mm-hmm.
But we got a little hot mic action when they went to Arizona's. Now, do you think those girls are really going to work there in the summer?
Hell no. Well, they're not now because it's closed.
I think it reopened, actually.
Oh, it did? Oh, yeah. I thought it was like closed for good.
No, I think it was closed due to COVID, and I think it's back open now. This Jamal is a shady ass character.
And it's in Atlanta.
Right.
They don't live in Atlanta.
No. It's not for the girls. It's for him. It's for him. Are the girls going to be getting the paycheck for the restaurant?
Of course they are.
Are they going to be getting the revenue?
Of course they are.
Yeah. No, he needs to be able to support his 7 to 11 children.
So amazing. And when the producer asked Giselle, how many children does Jamal have? She's like, I'm not going to be talking about the other children or the other women.
How do you ever trust a man who has, what, 7
I think
baby
it's
mamas?
What was confirmed? I don't really remember. I think it was more like 5. It wasn't as many as people think.
Mm.
And 3 of the kids are including Giselle's 3 kids. I'm not sure of the exact number, but her father said like 6 or 7.
Well, I think he said 6 or 7 baby mamas.
Mm.
So maybe he has 6 or 7 kids?
I mean, 3 are Giselle, so that wouldn't make sense.
No.
That would mean he'd have 11
Well, that's what I'm saying. I heard 7 to 11 kids. How the hell do you trust someone like that?
Why is she even bothering? And is it real? And if it's not, why even get us involved in this?
And she's not in Atlanta. He is. They're far apart. When you live apart like that, how are you going to trust him?
Her father tried to. He was trying to be nice, but no, he couldn't. He was like, I got to go to the bathroom. Nope, I'm out.
Take this mic off.
I can't do this anymore. This guy is bad.
It's not a good move for her. He's got 6 to 7 baby mamas. Do you want to deal with that again? I don't think so. I don't know. He's very creepy to me.
Are they supposedly still together now?
I think so. But the girls don't seem to really be bonded with him.
No.
It's weird relationship that he has with his girls. It seems like it's all for show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does he want to be on the show?
Is he making money being on the show? Maybe.
I don't think he's a paid cast member. I think you're only a paid cast member if you're in the main cast or a friend of. I don't think.
But you can make deals of like, I'll be on if you pay me a little something.
Per scene or whatever, per episode.
But what about the Ray and La Dame?
Ooh, that was so sad.
That was
so harsh.
God, it was so real.
How much time is she really spending on her La Dame business, do you think?
I cannot imagine it's that much time. And what does
Ray... What does she have to do?
So Ray is making it out like he just wants his old wife back, who basically kind of catered to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't act like he even wants to be around her.
Well, he doesn't.
So now that she's not waiting on him hand and foot, he doesn't know if he loves her. How does this compute?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused. We're missing some puzzle pieces here, Anne, because I'm not really sure, because he said she really doesn't cook, never has, unless the kids were around. Well, the kids haven't been around for a long time.
No, for a very long time. So this is it. And Ray, 2 years ago, you were madly in love with her, I think. I mean, you acted like you were.
But was he working then and now he retired?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
My God, our husbands can never retire.
No fucking way. Our life as we know it will be over.
Well, and then we forgot all about Ashley and all that shit. She's so happy this went down.
Oh, hell yeah.
She asks Michael for a post-nuptial agreement.
I call bullshit on this. I think this is all part of the storyline. I think she's trying to
protect me and Dean. Well, we know now because you're still together because she's pregnant again.
Well, yeah. She wants to save face to make it look like she's, you know, not okay with it and that there's some sort of repercussion if he steps out again. And I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Just saying.
I guess Ashley went on Twitter and said something about she's also made mistakes and hasn't had a wandering eye. Or is that in the preview?
No, I think that was in the preview when they were talking about having a threesome, because she was talking
about... That was like, but last week though.
A wandering eye. I know. So she's trying to allude to the fact that she may have cheated on him.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She kind of came out on Twitter and said that, like, hey, it's not just him. I had a wandering eye also.
Well, why does she keep sticking up
for him? I don't know. Okay, so also word on the street is that Monique doesn't film anymore after next week.
Yeah.
Because they all get together. And then it's Giselle, Robin, and Candace refuse to film with her.
Right.
Which that makes perfect sense.
Well, and Wendy too, I think. But she doesn't go on any cast trips. Mm. And yeah, they don't film together. So yeah, she needs to go.
It's over.
It's too bad because I liked her in the show.
Yeah.
But you can't act like that.
Uh-oh.
Should we move on to Below Deck?
Yeah.
Last Charter.
Damn.
Chaos in the Galley.
Wait, this was the last charter?
Yeah, and not the last show, but it's their last charter.
Right. So they have probably one more day left, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Or one more show left.
And there will be a reunion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we know that at the reunion, Malia and Tom were still together, and they were very lovey-dovey. And right after that is when the cheating scandal came out.
Fell apart.
Yeah. He was so out of control this episode.
He was fucking crazy.
He was.
He was a crazed chef.
Tom.
But over...
I still find you hot, but that was not attractive.
I mean, it was really over nothing. He was having tantrums. You know,
the provisions were wrong.
He is not used to being on his own.
No, he needs help. He needs a sous chef.
He needs a sous chef. And Malia. He can't improvise. When something goes wrong, he can't pull
it
together.
In his mind, he knows exactly what he wants to do. He's made up everything. He's ordered the provisions. And if something's off, he's totally thrown. He can't work like that. It's beneath him, Gina. It sounds silly.
It is.
But it's
no, that's
not
true.
What he's accustomed to.
That's totally true.
I love when Aisha said, Tom's a spoiled British brat. How can you find that attractive? I thought the same thing, Aisha. Like I still do find him attractive. But this episode, Malia was walking on eggshells around him so much. It was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, she was really kind of afraid of
him. She was trying not to piss him off. And Captain Sandy was like, fuck that. I will piss him off. But then what do you think of Captain Sandy calling everybody together?
See, I don't like that she does that. Mm-mm. She called him out again in front of the group, which is really bad. And yeah, then she got really emotional.
And she got really pissed at Bugsy for trying to make things okay. And she's like, stop placating Tom. He's bringing your energy down. It's like, no, Captain Sandy, you're bringing my fucking energy down.
Well, yeah, and I get Bugsy because she was just trying to hold it all together to make things work and get it going.
She has to work with him.
Right.
Let them handle it. You're the captain. Get out of there. And she started crying. Felt weird to me.
Not good, Captain Sandy. Mm-mm.
Could you see Captain Lee crying to his staff about, hey, let's just get this together. I know we're all tired. It's like, yeah, no. Okay. Stop it.
No.
Never what happened. About the Rob thing? Okay. Was he flirting with that lady?
He kind of was.
A little bit.
He kind of was.
But I mean, it's a tip.
Yeah, but
you're
also
gonna flirt to get a tip.
Jess goes so overboard. Oh, like God. Every little thing she flips out about. Now, she was on Watch What Happens Live and she denied being a jealous person, which I'm not buying.
Well, this episode, she was extremely jealous. What about Aisha dropping her arm? Was she grabbing the butt? No. She was so mad she couldn't go ashore with Rob. And I'm thinking, why would Bugsy send you guys ashore? You're a couple. That's not a good thing.
No.
You don't want a couple going ashore together with all these ladies.
She's so jealous.
By the way, I love when there's a bunch of stay-at-home moms, rich stay-at-home moms, and then they turn on each other. So obviously some of them don't really know the others. Like they're just acquaintances.
Oh, yeah. There was some infighting going on. The one, was it the co?
Yes. The co-lady.
Co-primary?
Yes.
She was a bitch.
She was so high mean and she thought she was hot shit. And then the other one was like, I have to go to the bathroom. Come with me. And then, hello, you have mics on. We can hear everything you're saying.
Oh my God. She's such a bitch. You can't take it.
And then the co-primary one that was weird and a bitch, you know, Malia and Bugsy both said she's weird. So it wasn't like she was just a bitch. They said she's weird.
Well, yeah, she was very demanding and very
seemed a little off.
Yeah.
But she said to her friend, there's no conversation. It's not flowing.
It's boring.
Like, oh my God. Who doesn't have easy conversation with a bunch of ladies?
And why would you bring those people on a yacht with you?
She also wanted to go to bed at 9:45. And that's what she didn't like, because the other lady was like, it's 9:45. You're going to go to bed now? No.
Yeah.
Boring. Sorry. You're boring.
So what else happened? Anything? I think that was it.
That was it. So probably one more. And then I can't wait for the reunion. That's going to be good.
And then Below Deck.
Captain Lee's. When is that starting?
No, it's not. Well, this is Below Deck Med. Captain Lee. They're coming back and then I think November. Soon.
So Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is starting, I think, November like 14th or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Orange County was supposed to start on the 7th, and I think now it's the 14th. So they pushed it a week.
Of October?
Yeah, of October. Okay. I don't know why they pushed it a week.
Kind of starting to look forward to the OC because more stuff's coming out. And now with this Bronwyn stuff, I'm like, ooh, this could be interesting.
I know, but what's going to happen between now and October the 14th? We've got nothing.
Potomac. That's it.
Potomac and Below Deck.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Wow. On Bravo. Ooh,
dry.
Yeah, nuts. Dry else. Period. That's nuts. Well, we have the 90-day tell-all.
First 10 minutes was just a shit show.
This tell-all, it's everything you want in the whole show, but it's just at the tell-all. So we saw that Angela, for some reason, is wearing a mask in her home, and she said it's because she had dental work done.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has no teeth. When what? She says she had dental work done.
You think she's getting veneers or something?
Yes.
You think she has no teeth?
I think she has no fucking teeth. Why else would you cover your mouth like that? Plus, she's not wearing even like a face covering. It's like this scarf thing that keeps falling and she keeps pulling it up.
But did you catch where she said that she was having some work done that Michael wouldn't approve of? She said that in the very, very beginning. And then later when
Maybe
it's the veneers.
Maybe it's the veneers because she said she had an abscess tooth.
Right.
What the hell? What would that look like under there? An abscess.
It would be swollen maybe. So her face would be swollen.
Her face wasn't swollen.
No, her face wasn't
so
swollen.
So if you have veneers, they grind your real teeth down.
Down to nothing?
Uh-huh. So she has like little vampire
baby spikes in her mouth.
Yes. And that's what I think.
Well, we'll see, because the reveal will tell.
Okay. So Colton is with Mama
Deb. Did you notice he lost weight?
I did notice.
Yeah.
I noticed more of the stupid hair. Yeah. What is going on with the shaggy little hair?
Comb your fucking hair.
Comb it, but put some little product in there.
It was that parkour that he started doing at the park. That's why he...
He did look like he had lost some weight. He is quite shocked at Larissa's look, which I don't think she looks that much different, by the way.
No.
I mean
she does and she doesn't.
She looks good.
Yeah.
You know, but her boobs are like out and right there for everybody to see.
Well, they were really out. And mm-hmm. that Eric is so gross. I can't stand him.
He is gross.
Ugh.
They have some kind of a relationship. I don't know what it is, but
it's not a romantic mm-hmm. relationship by any stretch.
And then Jess calls out Deb and says she looks like a devil in red.
But at least Deb dyed her hair, so it's all one color.
Yeah,
now.
But now she has it like in a little
like a headband.
I don't know, Deb.
They talk about they bring Elizabeth and Andre on, so right. they spent a lot of time with them.
Yeah, they did.
And her asshole family.
What about Elizabeth calling out Larissa and saying something about like, well, you're a stripper anyway, kind of for no reason?
Yeah,
that was weird. It was like Elizabeth, why even jump in there? I mean, Larissa's not normal. There's something off with her, obviously. She's here with Eric. She was with Colty. Why are you getting on her about being a stripper? Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? But they spent a lot of time with her family, which yeah. pissed me off. And
we're still trash.
They're assholes. Every single mm-hmm. one of them are assholes.
And then
the sister,
yeah.
the dad, the brother.
Now, somebody wrote to us, actually on our review, and they said that we shouldn't be listening to Frauded anymore, because Frauded is the podcast we listen to that kind of tells us all the behind the scenes stuff. They were the ones that said that this wedding was paid for by
production,
like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, there's no way, which kind of right. Why would production pay all this money for this wedding when all these other weddings are going on?
Yeah. I mean, I could see where they maybe paid for the dancers or some
something.
Of the entertainment to
yeah.
like, make it a little more exciting.
Yeah, so maybe they chipped in, but maybe it was the father who paid for the rest of it or something. So that did make sense now that I thought about it. But you know what? I'm sorry. I listen to podcasts and I just believe what they say. I guess I shouldn't believe them.
Well, they're supposed to do the research, so we don't
yeah,
have
so
to.
Yeah, so we don't have to. Andre said he would be willing to work for Charlie, but he'd be a partner and he wouldn't work for him.
Yeah, you know, and he gets a lot of crap. And I'd like to know how much money Chuck actually has, because I don't think he has as much money as they want us to believe.
Well, there was all those lawsuits going on and, you know, you can't get a hold of him and Charlie. I don't know if they run. I think they just run a management firm of some
like
sort.
Like a property management thing.
But you can't
Charlie
get a hold of them.
Charlie works for the dad.
Mm-hmm. They all work for the dad. So does Elizabeth.
Yeah. I mean,
he has seven kids.
I know. Where are the rest of them?
I don't know. And
so
whose kids are
they? So there's three girls and one boy.
That's four. So there's another marriage somewhere. Maybe it was another marriage. Maybe they're younger.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But Charlie called Andre immature, which if anything, Charlie is immature.
Those two. I believe that there is a little bit of friction with them. Don't you?
Well, how could there not be?
It can't all be uncomfortable.
Fake.
I don't think it could be fake.
No, yeah. But I mean, Elizabeth's family, they're all trashy
okay,
people.
Okay, my question, Sean, the host, she looked gorgeous, by the way, but
yeah.
why aren't you asking Chuck and Charlie about their criminal background? Because they questioned Andre about all his shit. Why couldn't Sean say, you had so many questions about Andre, yet you two have been arrested before?
Things have come out in the media. Mm-hmm. Is this true? Have you been arrested?
Why doesn't Sean bring it up?
And by the way, I'm sick of hearing about why Andre was in Ireland. Who the fuck cares? Who cares?
I think it's a pretty solid background story that he was working for the cops. They were corrupt. He didn't want anything to do with it, so he left.
So let it go.
Let it go. Why is it so questionable? That sounds like a pretty legit story.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, obviously for a storyline, but why do they keep going with this? It's just so stupid. They drag this whole Andre and Elizabeth thing. Now they're going to be back, I guess, next season.
Did you catch when Angela, they were talking about like, you know, the dad having so much money or whatever. And Angela said, man, I wish I had met your dad before I met Michael.
Poor Michael. He's sitting right there.
He was. They did show their wedding, which was cute. And Angela's really seemed happy and light during all this, didn't she? I mean, until they mentioned her mom and she had to walk off because she got so emotional. But
that's hard.
I mean, I think she seems happy with Michael. She doesn't seem so untrusting right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we'll see what happens with, you know, is he really going to come to the U.S.? I don't think so.
She doesn't even sound like she thinks it will happen.
Yeah.
Like,
so
not now strange, for sure, and maybe not ever.
It's a strange relationship. Mm-hmm. They all are.
And then the Kalani and Osuelo, wow. He's there with her. That was super uncomfortable. He acts like he's two. And then the parents, the mom who's living with them. Here's my question. The mom said she's there because of Corona, mm-hmm. and she didn't want to go back to California, or I think it was California, with the father because she didn't want to travel because she has a pre-existing heart condition.
Right.
So the father was driving, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe it was flying and that's why she didn't want to go. I just thought about that. I thought they were driving because they're just in Utah. Could just drive. So I thought the father was driving. She can drive in a car and leave them. She needs to leave them alone. But no, she's there because she's taking care of those kids while they're working and filming.
Well, I thought Kalani wasn't working.
But they're filming. That's their job.
True.
They did bring up his dancing and stuff.
They finally brought up his dancing and the fact that he plays volleyball a lot and she doesn't like it because he's exposed. And I mean, I get that. He doesn't understand. I get that part of it.
Well, that's where he's just a child and he just doesn't care about anybody but himself.
But again,
and then he gets up to leave because he didn't want them talking about his family.
Well, but she knew what she was getting into.
I don't know if she knew how immature. I mean, they didn't spend that much time together.
Can't you tell,
though? Send him off, though. Like, at this point, I know you have two children together, but it's not going to work. And that sister and mom are like, yeah, it's never going to work.
No, it's not.
And Kalani walks on eggshells around him. You could see. She's like, come on, baby, just stay here. You know, now it's my turn. Now your family's going to get on me like my family got on you. It's just like, God.
Can you imagine?
No, that would be awful.
And then having two kids on top of it.
Well, that's the scary part. Obviously, she can take care of those kids on her own.
Yeah.
She doesn't. I mean, she's got a lot of help. He doesn't seem to contribute anything.
Well, he's playing volleyball, Anne. He's got things to do. He's dancing and he's playing volleyball. So they do approach the dick pics that Colty has been sending out. Now, his excuse for sending these is the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard.
They were on a break, first of all. And Larissa comes out with the new information that he was actually talking to other women when they were still married. He's a dog.
He's a dog.
He likes any attention he can get. And then he thinks, because he admits this, like, I need to feel secure. So that's the way I feel secure, is women send me pictures of them and then I send them pictures of me.
Yeah. I need affection.
What about when he kept calling Jess sweetheart? Come on, sweetheart.
He's trying to be condescending, and he's just so gross in that hair. Oh. I just can't. With his mom. And then his mom is sitting right there the whole time.
I know.
Well,
she got up once to leave for a minute. But when they were talking about the dick pics.
Yeah. The mom doesn't think that's weird.
And they were asking about Vanessa. And the mom knew all about Vanessa and him sleeping together. Wasn't shocked.
In her same house. Ew. What's wrong with his mom? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Such a weird relationship.
Something very weird. Yeah. Is he telling his mom, listen, mom, this is what I have to do. I have to send dick pics. Otherwise, I'm going to get kicked off the show and I need to make money. So just, stick it out and bear with me here. I'm going to be sending my dick pics all over the place.
Ew.
Can you imagine?
No,
first
Gina,
of all,
I cannot.
Who wants to see that?
So gross.
Not me.
Mm-mm. Can we move on to Married at First Sight?
Yes.
Yes. Let's do New Orleans first. Miles and Karen again. Same old shit, Karen.
Karen, man. I really don't like her. I've decided. I don't like her.
She's absolutely gorgeous, but
she is beautiful.
She's just not very nice to Miles.
She's not nice and she has zero personality.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she's very much fun. Or we're not seeing it. Even when they got together with Woody and Imani and they got her going a little bit and laughing a little bit.
Did they,
though?
Still
wasn't that great.
Did they?
No, maybe not.
She maybe smiled once or twice.
Really bad for Miles.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but this is not going to work.
They're thinking about getting and fostering a dog, which I think is really funny. So let's not work on our relationship. Let's get a dog and work on that relationship. And
focus on the dog.
Yeah, diversion. That's safer. And then for their 1-month anniversary, he gives her this box there's a shirt in it. There's probably other things, but they mainly showed the shirt that had all these famous TV couples on there that he was like always liked as a kid. Kind of heartfelt. She got him nothing. And she even went further and said, well, you know, 1 month anniversary, it's not really that big of a deal. And I mean, I know we're married, but we're not really married. She's just rude.
She's just breaking his heart.
And then she's like, I'm going to try. And they reread their vows to each other. I'm going to try.
She's not trying.
She's not.
She's not into it at all.
I think Woody felt bad for him too. Like, geez.
Well, Woody and Imani are just clicking every step of the way. I mean, I've never seen two people that were so, well, maybe Bennett and Amanda, but
Bennett and Amelia.
Amelia. Why do I keep calling her Amanda?
Amanda's last season, I think.
He's cooking. He's always cooking breakfast. Do you notice?
He makes it with the champagne. I love how they have mimosas. I think it's just a weekend thing.
I hope so.
And she said she loves it. It's the best part of her week. And then they did their budget and he wants to spend a lot of money on clothes.
$500 to $1,000 a month on clothes. That seems like a lot to me.
Now, he lived with his grandma, so maybe grandma doesn't require a lot of payment from him, or, you know, he can have that budget. But now he can't have that budget.
He can't. He needs to step back. But he must be buying.
He doesn't need that high-end
stuff.
I think he likes nice things. But
he
still
did go to Diamonds Direct. We saw Diamonds Direct all over the place to get some nice diamond earrings.
Did he go to Diamonds Direct? Thank you for coming to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct. I'm sure he got a good deal.
Yeah, but still, got her some diamond earrings.
I know. So thoughtful.
Yeah, that's pricey.
She said she's approaching the love train.
He didn't give them to her this episode. The earrings.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't see that.
In the bedroom, when she opened the box, Diamond Direct.
Oh, I didn't even know. Shit. Missed that one. This work is for the birds.
I know, it's throwing you
it's
off.
Throwing me off.
And then the coupons, that was cute. But most of them were for him.
See, I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see the coupons either?
I did not.
He made her all these, like, you know, foot massage, massage. And more.
It's always a benefit to the other person when you get those damn coupons.
Of course.
Amelia and Bennett. Oh, I watched this whole story.
I got to correct you.
No, I said Amelia and Bennett.
Oh, I'm on Olivia and Brett. Never mind. Oh, my God. Okay. You're Amelia and it. Bennett.
It is a little later tonight because I mention I worked all week? So we're taping a little later.
Oh, God.
This Friday night. Bennett meets up with Sister Molly.
Fucking
Molly
is
hilarious.
A fucking
crazy. Who brings Youp, who's a stuffed duck.
Who she orders potatoes for. And then.
But he thinks it's fantastic. And then he has to describe who Youp is. That he's a curmudgeonly, aggravated, and miserly duck. Like, you're explaining a stuffed animal.
A stuffed animal. But then she asks, because he wasn't eating the potatoes.
Yes.
She asks for birdseed. And the waiter is like, do you have some birdseed? And he's like,
I'll check in the back. But then she was like, thank you. All right, back to you. They're just funny together.
Goofy.
Obviously. They get along so well.
They do.
Oh, and then she brings the tarot cards.
Yeah. Have you ever had your tarot cards? Yeah, I'm afraid.
Me too.
As a Catholic, I'm afraid.
I don't want to see. I could just see like something turns over and you're expecting like this heart and love and it's like fire and devil. And it's like, shit. And then they'll have to say to you, no, this isn't as bad as you think. Oh, really? Really? Those flames and the devil horns? Those aren't bad.
And a pitchfork through your heart.
Has the year on there when you're going to die. That's not bad. So anyway, that was very cute. You know, it was like, oh, that's love. And do you love her? And he's like, yeah, I'm right about there.
And then they go on their little hike. But the funny part was he walks in the house with a freaking ninja blender. No box, no wrapping, no nothing.
Where did he get it?
Just the blender.
Yeah.
He borrowed it from a friend.
Yeah. She's thrilled with the blender.
And she's like, oh, it has three speeds.
And by the way, she's sitting there in a onesie and the hood is on.
But then she sings a song that she wrote for him.
The way he was staring at her face and her eyes, that was the sweetest thing.
Yeah, it was cute.
What about when she met with her friend, though? That hair of the friend looked like Kramer.
Yeah, I couldn't. Was her friend French?
She was from another country.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
The hair was, it was different.
So high.
Yeah. Like I've never seen hair like that
before. Very different. But when they go hiking, we get the little selfie camera and he says, right over there, I told her I loved her. She hasn't said it back yet. And then she says, I love you too. That was so sweet.
So cute.
Love them together.
Me too.
So of course, next week, again, the conversation, I think she gets a job offer in Virginia, I think they said.
Yeah. Now, in her confessional look, she chopped her hair. She looks so much so better. Cute.
All right. Now, Brett and Olivia, you want to go to them so badly? Brett and Olivia.
Brett and Olivia.
Olivia's a kind of a
I can't quite downer. Figure out. She's a total Debbie Downer. I don't know what is appealing about her. Honestly, she's so dry and so flat and there's no excitement or happiness in her at all.
She also wants to talk things to death.
Oh, God. I know.
Although, I don't understand him either. Because when they show the behind the scenes or the evening activity and they're cuddling and cute.
And they're laughing and she's laughing. And
they're kissing.
Yeah.
And then she says he's different off camera. But the weird part is he's an asshole on camera. Normally, it would be the opposite. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, you know, I am probably different on camera. It's uncomfortable to have cameras on you. So right. I think I do act a little different. Maybe I'm a little more sarcastic than I normally would be, but that's just me. Then they show the videos from the wedding. That's all the brothers would say about him is how sarcastic he is. This is just him.
Well, and she says when the cameras are off, he's a nice guy. So maybe he's just trying to be sarcastic for the cameras, thinking he's funny.
I think he's just uncomfortable in front of the cameras.
But she doesn't believe him. She, I know. Like, what's the real issue?
She thinks he's insincere. That would annoy me, too. He got a little pissed about that. Like, well, I'm sorry if you feel that way, but I'm not insincere.
Well, yeah, he's kind of beat down.
I think so. I don't know. She just requires a lot.
Yeah, they're two different. They're two different. Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm trying and I don't know if I'm acting a certain way. And she said, well, I'll point it out to you. Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Like if Dan pointed out every time I was a bitch or said something rude, I would be so pissed. We'd be in a fight all the time.
Constantly. Constantly.
Henry
and Christina. Have they just decided that they're going to be friends? Is that basically what it boils down to?
Oh, I don't think they're friends.
Well, I mean,
I don't think they can be friends.
I think they've come to an understanding that they're not for each other.
I think so. I think after they both spoke to each other's friends, but I'm more interested in next week when when Henry says, well, it seems like a lot of the stuff she said is untrue.
Yeah. There's some lies that she's telling. Mm-hmm. So now I want to know what they are.
I feel like she could be totally playing up everything. And like there's a lot. Well, we already know that she was probably homeless.
Well, yeah, because the whole where she lived and he wanted to help her move and she really didn't have a house to move from. Everything was in her car.
I mean, there's some.
But even... something's up with her because even when she was talking to her friend, the guy that was at the party, when he came over, she's so full of herself. Either she's very insecure and she's projecting that she's something she's not. Because usually people that are super insecure are the ones that kind of...
Well, again, she says, we've barely kissed and we haven't had sex. You know, I'm used to having sex on the first date.
Exactly.
And I thought... Yeah, bitch. That's because they're using you.
Yeah.
And even her friend says, you know what? I think he's just a really nice guy.
Exactly.
Gee, he's respecting you. You're not used to that. You're used to sleeping with somebody the first date. Like she thinks it sounded like, yeah, I'm so hot. They want to sleep with me. No, they want to sleep with you because they want to bang you and leave you.
Well, and she also made a comment about, you know, I'm used to guys telling me, you know, how beautiful I am and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
Didn't her friend make a comment also like, well, you are a little hard to deal with, something like that?
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely did.
I don't know. His friend, the girl, does not like her. And, they showed another fourth wall breaking where she was bitching out the cameramen and the producers that night that they were all over there.
Yeah. So his friend Kristen came over and she tells Henry that she saw differences that were very concerning. The way that she spoke to production was way out of line.
And then cue the scene. Fantastic. Well, I'm not going to do that again. We've just been talking for 15 minutes. I can't just make this stuff up.
Yeah. She was brutal.
She's a bitch.
And Kristen said, that's not the way you treat people. You know, you guys are just very different. And she doesn't want Henry to change himself. It's not going to work.
Oh, no. They're definitely not together right now. Oh, no. But then, okay, so COVID hits next week and they all are stuck at home and we see Karen and Miles break down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see, I think
Brett goes into his home.
Oh, yeah. Brett leaves.
Henry's going to leave. Christina's not going to leave because she doesn't have a home to go to.
True. Maybe Henry says, hey, we should leave this apartment. Let's go back to our own places. And she's like, no.
I'll stay here.
I'm going to stay here. I'm going to ride this thing out. You can leave if you want. Next week's going to be good.
I know. It's going to get real heated real quick when they're housebound.
I love it. Speaking of real heated real quick, MAFS Australia. They show up 6 weeks later for this final dinner party / reunion.
Oh, I was so excited for this. We've been waiting for this. We've talked to so many cast members and we kind of knew what happened, but to see it.
So good.
Except Vanessa wasn't there. She was the only one that wasn't there.
I know, but she is there next week for the sit downs. So why wasn't she there? We don't know.
It was a weird episode because they showed the final reunion dinner party. Then they showed the thing with Michelle.
And then they showed like the first.
Like a sneak peek.
A sneak peek, but that was 6-7 minutes long.
Yeah.
Of Johnny.
I was confused because I was watching and then the Michelle, what the hell's her name?
She has the radio show. Yeah. Michelle Collins.
Michelle Collins. Yeah. And then it jumped right into the reunion sit down. I'm like, no, I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see that. But it was Connie and Jonathan. And it was nothing anyway. So maybe that's why they showed it to us.
So all the players are back for the final dinner party. And
Sans Vanessa.
They all walk in one by one, real dramatic. Like it was good.
I love seeing them all together. It's fun.
I know. And some of them have changed.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy, what the hell?
Kathy was a lot.
Kathy,
the outfit, the hair.
Okay, the outfit was horrible.
And it did not flatter her body.
It did not flatter her body. The hair is too white.
And she was shook.
Yeah.
When Josh came up, Josh was like kind of excited to see her because, I mean, they've gone through this big thing together, but she was not having it. She was embarrassed. She was like, oh my God.
I think she was. But it was so funny because the professionals tell us that the intent of the dinner party is to get closure to any outstanding issues.
Sure.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay.
What did you think of? So Poppy came in first. And then Luke walked in.
Yeah, they were friendlier than I thought they were going to be.
Well, Poppy said, remember she said, I was very friendly. I thought I don't want to get into this with him. It's not worth it. Let's just get through this.
Well, they did.
I still think Luke has a little bit of a feminine vibe to him.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I thought it again last night. I didn't pay
that much attention. Mm-hmm. I noticed that Yvonne had a mini man bun.
Ew. No, he didn't. That was so awful. It was half pulled up. It was like he was trying to be like Jonathan. By the way, Jonathan, don't shave again.
Yeah.
Connie was like, what'd you do?
Yeah, ooh, what'd you do to your face?
Ooh. He's a good looking guy, but he looks definitely better with that face. 5 o'clock shadow.
I like a facial hair anyway. Mm-hmm.
Alex had blonde hair. They walk in.
Alex looked
and Yvonne
so good.
Walked in together like they were a couple. And then they were sort of pretending. That was weird.
That was weird because someone asks and they didn't really answer if they were back together.
He said, we'll let you decide. Like, what?
Playing games. Yeah. Lizzie apologized to Haley, which, by the way, Haley's dress barely covered her ass.
It was very short.
It barely covered her ass.
I think Haley and David, they got along. Haley was like, listen, it was a shitty thing he did, but I'm going to be nice. That was a nice little greeting also.
Yeah. They were
nice
fine.
Nice and cordial.
They were fine.
Michelle comes in by herself after
Steve
had come in. And, you know, that was a little awkward, but it was okay. Michelle's had time to think and she's just pissed off. you could tell she doesn't like Steve.
Yep.
At this point, it's already hitting.
Oh, she's over him.
Then Natasha comes in.
Now, Natasha plays a key role in this dinner party.
Yes. She looked freaking amazing.
She looked so good.
So before the dinner party started, and obviously we talked to her last week, so we knew this, she tells the cameras that she's going to announce to everybody that Stacey and Mikey, her person that she was coupled with, had slept together on their 1 month anniversary, even though they were split up.
And she and Mikey kind of make up and they kind of plot this thing out beforehand. So Mikey knows what's going
to
happen.
And she said she wants Mikey to say it and admit to it, but she had a little bit to drink and she told us she had a little too many Chardonnays and she just freaking stood up in the middle of the dinner party and was like, I've got something to say.
Oh, she was nervous though. She was fidgeting. She was biting her nails. Mm-hmm. She was just waiting.
There was going to be no good time. So It was amazing. She called out Stacy and said, you slept with Mikey on our 1 month anniversary. You guys are full of shit. You're the fakest couple in here.
Yeah.
And Stacy just flat out denied everything. Oh, she was so guilty.
Oh, well, you could tell. I mean, she got real nervous. Yeah. And then Mikey got up and said the same thing. Mikey confirmed it.
And he apologized to Natasha too. And right. said I would have your back and I didn't. He was very sweet.
He was. And this took place in Yvonne and Alex's room. And I mean, he had the receipts. He had text messages.
I don't know if it happened in their room. They were all in their room. And then they left the room. But there was some clothes that were being dropped off.
Yeah.
And Alex and Yvonne knew about it. When he went to go get his phone, I thought, oh shit, he's not going to have it. Like Vanessa lied.
Exactly.
Nope.
He had it. He was who read the receipts?
Everybody did. They passed that phone around.
But those people did not stop eating. They kept just eating, watching.
It's fantastic. They're like, this is amazing.
Stacy was so nervous. She denied it. And then she said, well, what does it matter if we did or not? Because we weren't together at that time.
So then she
She pretty much admitted
it. So Mikey said he would take a lie detector test because he's like, yes, it's totally true. And in fact, you said he actually did take it and he passed. Mm-hmm. He's like, why would I lie about this?
Yeah. Why would he? There was no reason for him to lie.
So at that point, Michael, her husband, they've been together. And of course, right before this, they're like, we're the best and strongest couple. We're doing so well. We're going to go in there and this is going to be great. And he is just silent. He's not saying anything.
No, he was floored.
He was. And then she looks at him because he's been so silent. She's like, can't get your tongue or something? Jesus, lay off of him. You've just been accused. You're lying. He knows you're lying. He did kiss Haley. And he admitted to kissing Haley. On the after show, he goes, of course I kissed Haley. I even apologized to David for kissing Haley, but I was never going to admit it on TV.
Yeah.
But they kissed. They didn't sleep together. Big difference. Huge difference.
Yeah.
So next week is the one-on-one couple sessions, which is just going to be more
rehashing
and more, which is going to be great. But we already know that Stacy still denies it to this day.
Well, but did she really deny it? I mean,
yeah,
she pretty much...
She said, I didn't, but if I did, it wouldn't be cheating anyway because we were broken up.
The girls hate her.
Oh, they hate her.
They hate her.
So Lizzie and Seb, they were cute.
Yeah, they were very cute.
Remember how Michelle said nobody likes Lizzie or she's not friends with anybody? But she seemed pretty friendly that night with like Casey and stuff.
Yeah, she did. They didn't show Casey and Drew at all. I don't even think we saw Drew. We saw him walk in and that was it.
But here's what's interesting. You know, we found out from Natasha told us that night of this dinner party, Jonathan and Casey slept together. And at the dinner party, you see them sitting next to each other.
Jonathan. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Ooh. But then Casey ended up with
Michael.
Yeah.
After all
she
this.
She got around.
She did.
And Jonathan looked excited to see Connie.
Yeah, they're
in
like
a friendly
good friends.
Kind of way.
Right. I mean, again, with Connie and her growth. Yes.
Yeah, Connie, we get it.
We get it.
Good for you.
We get it. You matured.
Woohoo. Oh, man. Well, that's it, Anne. That is a wrap
for this week. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Yes,
Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be amazing. Follow us on Instagram. What else? Nothing else.
I think that's it. Until next week when we have more to say about
a lot more
shows.
To say. We had a lot to say tonight. A quick Big Brother update. It still sucks. Last night, the best part was they eliminated 3 people. So now we're down to this smaller group that are going to have to turn on each other. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
How many people are left? It's gotten really bad reviews.
5 or 6 or something.
That's still a lot.
I guess. It's so bad. They actually did a live triple...
elimination?
Thank you. My lack of dinner and
that's
wine.
That's what I'm here for.
I can use to skip a meal on that note. Have a good weekend.
Goodbye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.